Hey, beautiful souls, you're very welcome back to some guidance. You're with myself, Hazel Holly. This is for the full moon in Gemini for the 4th to the 11th of December 2022. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading for a personal reading, Reiki session, or attunements, past life regression, hypnotherapy, higher self, spirit guide, hypnotherapy, or sound therapy. Head over to my website, cosmicangel555wixsite.com. You can email me at cosmicangel555@gmail.com for inquiries. I am all booked up now for 2022 and am taking appointments for 2023. Also, I am holding a holiday sound bath event on the 18th of December at 8 p.m. GMT to close up 2022 and bring in 2023. Looking forward to seeing some of you there. And also be sure to check out the 7 chakra tune-up that I posted there. I think it was last week. And I have also been posting some transmissions full of amazing knowledge and information on our ascension from the Intergalactic Council. So, beautiful souls, this week on the 7th or the 8th, depending on where you are in the universe, of December, we have the last full moon of the year of 2022. This is in Gemini, and it is also known as the full cold moon. This full moon is conjunct with Mars retrograde and is also linked in with the blood moon eclipse we just walked through in November. Given all of this, indeed, this full moon carries some intense frequencies. Gemini is represented by the twins, the yin and the yang, divine feminine, divine masculine, the inner world and the outer, the light and the shadow. Gemini also rules the mind, ideas, short-term plans, and the throat chakra, communication, overall energy of duality and polarity. So this full moon is guiding us to go inward for in-depth reflection. Where can we bring balance into our mind, body and soul? Bringing in balance and reflection on our past, present and future. Looking back at all we have achieved this year, not only in our ascension, but all areas and aspects of our life. What we have achieved, what we have overcome, all the lessons we have learned. We are reminded to not lose sight of our new chapter, keep our energy focused on the areas it is most needed and it will flourish. And looking at all we have come through and celebrating and congratulating ourselves. So some themes linking to the blood moon in Taurus we had in November, it may bring up some of the things we were working through at that time. With Mars retrograde being so active, this can cause some frustrations, heightened emotions, quick reactions, and it can also bring up some fears. So this energy can also leave us feeling a bit energetically depleted. Focusing on taking time for our self-care, reflection, our passions. We are also guided to count to 10 before reacting, as this energy is so strong. Oh yeah, it is. We can also harness this full cold moon for the last of releasing before the new year and our next chapter. This full moon is also an amazing time for releasing unhealthy old ways of communicating or lack of, and it's also great for writing, speaking, taking new actions in reprogramming the mind in certain patterns, reassessing choices with new information and perspectives, releasing anything that's not uplifting, and using positive affirmations. So the moon is also trying to Saturn in Aquarius. Oh yeah, bringing in more amplification of the air element, the frequency and the energy. So positive shifts in relationships, especially in authoritative figures, writing also helping to process emotions. The chakras that are affected with this energy is the throat and the sacral. Neptune, Jupiter and Pisces. This is another alignment that's around at this time. It's kind of a mysterious energy. It can prompt action and changes. It can change local community. It can change in the environment. On the 3rd of December, a few days ago, we had Neptune going direct. So this will bring up anything that has been hidden or unseen. Also making it easier to see messages, information, etc. in the physical. We also have Jupiter direct on the 23rd of November, just gone. And we do have Saturn and Pluto are also direct, bringing lots of forward movement, because we did walk through a lot of retrograde energy. Even though Mars is still retrograde, we still have a good few planets now direct. And also on the 22nd of January, we have Uranus going direct. So also going back to our studying, something new is also coming in. So we have 6 planets in mutable signs. So this is bringing in a lot of adaptability, flexibility. Can also feel a little overwhelming. And coming up after this, we do have the solstice on the 21st. And we do have an amazing new moon in Capricorn, shifting into Capricorn season as well. The new moon is on the 23rd of December. So I know that is a lot of information, but there's a lot going on with this full moon, the last one of the year. So So let's take a moment as ever and shift our awareness away from the external. Oh God, sorry, I don't know what I'm doing there with that. Ground our cord into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus. Oh God. And tuning into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So we're gonna have some sacral and throat chakra frequencies right now. So, beautiful souls, forced energy, a forced card, overall energy that we're all working with for this full moon in Gemini is Pluto with transformation. I do know that Pluto is somewhere around there, but apart from that, the energy from this full moon is transformation. It is also that of renewal and rebirth. So I feel right now this is just starting to slowly blossom out of that cocoon. Again, with this Pluto energy, it can also bring things to the surface that have been hidden, that have been unseen. That is linking in also with the Neptune energy. So it is basically we are rebuilding now from the debris of what no longer was solid. We're now building again on stronger foundations. Again, what's coming in with this is endings and beginnings, and we're now in the beginning stage, but there's also some endings still wrapped up with that. Again, polarity and duality. So yeah, it's a time for change. This could be in career, could be in relationships. It could also be with the house. You could be, if you're looking to move house, could be the time for that. Do make sure to check the foundation and for sewage and for water around that. And also again, what's coming up with this is what I was saying earlier about going back to learning something, or else learning another subject, another tool, something new. That's definitely coming in there, especially with this new year. It might be one of the goals that you wrote into your chapter with that amazing new moon and Sag that we just walked through. So again, we are also just reminded to step into this renewal, into this rebirth, into this rejuvenation and healing. This is a time of transformation, of endings, of beginnings, and of transition. I hope you are enjoying the divine masculine, divine feminine frequencies, my throat chakra. I have going on there in the back. Okay, our next card is release the petals. Transformation, death and rebirth, shedding, all change. There comes a point where we can't go back. In a seemingly fleeting moment, the road that led us here is suddenly impossible to access. There is a sinking knowing that things will never be the same. A death, a birth, a loss, a growth, an ending, a discovery. No matter how hard you try, things are different now. You're different now. The world's different now. What's being seen can't be unseen. There's no going back. Something new beckons you forth. This is a card of change and transformation. Courage is required for the rebirth to happen. Abscission is the shedding of various parts of an organism, such as a plant dropping a leaf, flower, fruit, or seed. The rose hip knows, the phoenix does too. that we need to surrender what was to the earth to one day be transformed anew. We can grasp the petals of the past as the changing wind blows, but eventually we'll discover that change is coming. Change is near. Change is already here. And while what once was is no longer, and what soon will be is not yet, it's time to release your petals to the wind with wild abandon for the chance to begin again. To offer what once was to the wind and let it nourish the seeds within. It's time to surrender so the transformation can happen. Had the rose not released its petals, the rose hip would not have come to be. When we gather the courage to release what was, we're greeted by the fruits of the future. In the soul inquiry, what are you clinging to for fear of nothing to come in its place? So just, wow, there's just so many parts of that card that I don't think I can pick up on them all, to tell you the truth. But again, it's backing up the Pluto energy, and it does take courage to step in. What I'm getting a lot from it is that we're in this kind of energetic holding space right now, in this kind of feels like limbo, because we're in between the old and the new. And what this is guiding us to do is surrender to that transformation, to this energetic holding space, so that we can let this new come in. Opening up the petals of that rose. Okay, the next card that I pulled is a shadow aspect that the collective might be working on right now, especially because this energy is working with the shadow and the light, divine masculine, divine feminine, all of that. So we got forgetting oneself. Time as, hang on, my throat, I don't know what's going on with it right now, hang on. Okay, we're back without the raspiness. So time as an internal present. We got forgetting oneself. Time as an internal present, not fleeting, but locked. No progress is no regress either. So, eating the lotus flower, numbing our identity, to go by the sound of a music that was never ours. A modern Adonis, an ancient Hermes, a grown-up Cupid, shrined by laurel myth and lotus, myrrh and lotus. He is the welcoming allure of the present moment. The warm embrace which numbs everything else. Like Bacchus, wet kiss, if you let go of the pressure and the pain, if you let go enough of your identity and the context you live in, then you will just feel better. It is what happens when you fall asleep, when you take refuge in the arms of a loved one, or when you watch a movie slumped ungraciously on a comfy couch. Sometimes, however, it asks for more. It takes more out of you, more of yourself to be forgotten, to feel just a little better. And maybe the twisted idea that if you forget everything, then you will actually feel real better. Forgetting everything, letting everything go. Not just as a moment of rest, but as a jump in the dark. It is like vertigo. You stand on the edge, and a little part of you wants to jump. But it's just a moment of rest, a moment of pause, a moment of uncreative selfishness. So what? Let it be, and sleep soundly. So, well, beautiful souls, as ever, with all of the cards, and especially the shadow cards, I like you to take what messages you're getting from that, because everybody's shadow aspects is different and at different levels. What I am getting from it is to release any guilt, shame, hurt or pain that might be associated with you taking that time to be uncreative, self-love and self-care, and releasing that judgment. It is also finding a balance on that, like, you don't want to be that 24/7 where you don't have any motivation either, but at the same time it is a big part of self-care. And again, listen and apply the messages that you're getting from your higher self and guides with that shadow aspect. Okay, next card before, oh no, it's not before we move on to my deck. We still have, no. Yeah, we have another card before we move on to my deck. Okay, the next card, we have two cards. The next card that we got is Virtual Fog. Certain things catch your eye, but pursue only those that capture your heart. Within every soul is the natural desire to evolve and eventually ascend. But in this advancing technology world, it can be very easy to get lost in virtual fog. With an increase in electrical devices such as mobile phones, computers, VR goggles and much more, we are constantly surrounded. Well, we're not constantly surrounded by VR goggles. Well, I don't know, but I know I'm not. But the rest of the shit, yeah, sorry. We are constantly, it's not shit because we need it, but we need to use it consciously, sorry. Sorry, we are constantly surrounded by energy pollution made up of artificial electromagnetic fields, which is EMF. If you have been drawn to this card, stay conscious of your level of interaction with technology. Do your best to limit your exposure by limiting your time with electrical devices such as mobile phones. As much as you are electronically connected with the world, and as convenient as these devices might be, they can also cause energetic disharmony and sever your connection to spirit. Your natural state is to constantly move towards the light. Your pineal gland, aka your third eye, recognizes artificial EMF as light and can often become confused between real organic light and artificial light. Stay conscious, dear one, as artificial light serves none other than to reduce the effects of your pineal gland, or your third eye, both physically and spiritually. It can cause confusion and disconnection from self. Now is the time to choose all your heart which light you want to connect to. And the chakra associated with this is the solar plexus and the third eye. And the exercise is to limit how much time you spend on technology devices and spend at least 20 minutes a day outside in nature. Invest in crystals and stones that absorb EMF, such as shungite. And that's crazy because my higher self was writing out my chapter the other day. And I think next year, if I do have a bit more time, or I will make time, where I will get back into making my organi, because I've done so much work as well to get into making that, to reactivate all of the knowledge that I carried and relearn it as well. But I did get so busy with my mission and with helping others and with learning new modalities and teaching them and all of that. So, you know, everything takes energy, especially my organi, because I make sure it's programmed and attuned to different frequencies and my light language, and it's tailor-made to that person. So a lot of energy that actually goes into making it. It takes a few days for me to make up a pendant or a pyramid. So but yeah, sorry, organi is a great EMF protection. The affirmation: I am awake and grounded in love as I journey into the light of my soul. Oh yeah, I like that affirmation. Our next card, guys, is healing. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. It's not as if I'm exempt from all of this energy, you know. I actually do like this card, though, because in our hands, I can just see a lot of light. Reiki. Sorry. Yeah, so healing. Healing's coming in, beautiful souls, on all levels. Any dis-ease in the body, any physical pain in the body is trapped energy. It's your body's way of trying to tell you something. And the more we ignore it, the more it's going to come in with different things to get you to notice what it's trying to tell you. So we are being asked to heal ourselves right now and take the power back into our own hands of our healing. Again, like I was saying there, for that new moon in Sagittarius, nobody can actually heal you, only yourself. A healer doesn't heal you. A healer is just here to support you, be a channel for your healing, and show you the door and the tools and the ways. But it's actually you that does the healing. And also, we heal on many different levels, layers. So, like, if it's pain in the physical body, that is also linked in with the emotional and mental body. It is also linked in with your auric fields, and then it's linked in with your physical body. So again, as a holistic practitioner, and many other holistic practitioners or energy healers out there, look at the whole body as a whole, and the person, and all of the astral bodies, and then the circumstances surrounding it. But we are being guided right now, guys, and we have been guided since the last wave of awakening, to go inward and listen to what our body is trying to tell us, instead of going outward straight away, instead of giving our power away to external sources. Now, that's not to say not getting help on your journey in your healing. It's saying ignoring your own intuition and going straight away to an external source, when listening to your own intuition is what's going to help with healing and with the dis-ease. If you want to break it down, it's dis-ease. There's some dis-ease, disharmony in the body. It just needs to be realigned. If you want to look at it like pipes, there's some blocked pipes that needs to be cleared so that everything can be running clearly again in the meridians and the chakras. So yeah, healing's coming in, guys, right now. Taking the time to listen to yourself, taking the time to take your power back into your own hands for your healing. Known as well, it's safe to do it in this lifetime. If you're feeling drawn to energy work, if you're feeling drawn to any healing modalities in this current incarnation, you've done it in past lives. Okay, we're moving on to my deck. Intuition Oracle, oh, by Cosmic Angel. 5 for 5. Okay. We got inner temple. We got healed chakras. We got messages from our higher self. We got guilt. And we got Yusai Reiki. Okay. So these are kind of backing up the whole fucking reading already. Okay. So going inward to that inner temple to listen to the messages from our higher self, as I was just saying, of what the body is trying to tell us. It could be holding a lot of guilt in certain places. You could feel guilty for just taking the time for self-love. It could be linked in with a past life. It could be linked in with the collective. Again, that's where using your discernment and practicing your Reiki, leveling up also in your Reiki journey. Or if you are at the top level in your Reiki journey, practicing and staying on top of your self-love and self-care. Because as you know, if you are a Reiki master, we are always staying on top of doing our Reiki and making sure that our channels are clear, as we are conduits for others when it comes to their healing. So it's even more important that we stay on top of our own healing and on self-care. Otherwise, it can cause burnout, which I will be back in the new year with a podcast. Oh, yeah. Healing the healer. Okay, stop getting lost off track. Yusai Reiki, if you are attuned to level 1 or level 2, you're being called to take the next level. If you are level 3 and you haven't taught yet, maybe you're being called to teach. Also, just because you're level 3 doesn't mean that everything's healed. Like, as we know, our level 3 healing is our soul healing, so we shouldn't be really trying to put a time limit on that. Yeah, that's what's happening there, guys. In a moment, we're going to move on to the tarot. We're 22 minutes in here, guys, but it's the last full moon of the year, you know, so just going with it. Me guides have to give me a little boost there a few minutes ago because it is late when I'm recording this, but I do like to do these late, to tell you the truth, because everybody's asleep usually in the vicinity of Dublin, Ireland, so I can connect even, what am I saying, I can connect no matter what time of day is. I just like when it's quiet energetically. Before we move on to the tarot, because I did ask some questions, I did pull a major arcana out of the Geiger deck. Oh my god, I hate you. You're using such a dark deck. Yes, well, I know I'm Aquarius, but I'm also Lunar Scorpio and also embodying a lot of different galactic DNAs right now. So darkness doesn't bother me, especially the shit I've been doing this incarnation so far. Oh, yeah. So, sorry, getting off track again. I pulled one from the Geiger deck. Is it H.R. Geiger? I'm nearly sure it is. Yeah, H.R. Geiger. He's the guy that done the artwork for Alien, the film Alien. The first one, first couple. So this is the major arcana. There's just a major arcana in it. So the major arcana, so one of the main themes that we're working with for this full moon in Gemini is, again, that rebirth, that renewal, that transformation. I do feel, again, it is a balance and a dance of bringing the divine masculine and the divine feminine into synchronicity. What I'm also getting from this is we have many rebirths in our lives, and it's time to embrace and step into this one. There's definitely a need for self-love and self-care under this energy. I feel like, as I get into the reading a bit more, the divine feminine is really not feeling herself right now. She's been really hard on herself. She's not feeling her strength as much. She's finding it a little bit harder to fight through right now. I will get into that now in a moment. Okay, beautiful souls, we're moving on to the tarot. Okay, so what did I ask for the first one? Energy of the divine feminine and the inner world for this full moon in Gemini. And for this, guys, the divine feminine, as I said, she's not feeling herself. She's feeling a bit depleted energetically and physically, spiritually. A little bit of low self-worth, some self-doubt, some fears and limiting beliefs coming in there. It's a real need to recharge, rejuvenate, tap into the heart center, into self-love. Some mirror work would also help with that. The energy of the divine masculine and the outer world. I feel like the divine masculine is also just waiting for this new chapter, this next phase. I feel like he's probably a bit fed up because maybe there has been some delays on the way with the action, especially because Mars is retrograde right now. So I'm feeling like divine masculine's probably just a bit fed up waiting, but there is a need to tune out that negativity and focus on the positive, focus on what's coming in, what will help balance them too is this new burst of energy, these new ideas, opportunities, this new phase and chapter. I feel it's full of excitement. It's full of excitement. It's full of this new enthusiastic spark, these creative ideas, these new beginnings. Again, I'm feeling like there's a skill, new tool coming in. Just this creative energy will definitely help with bringing these two back into balance, embracing all of that creativity, that enthusiasm, them ideas that are floating around, whatever it is that gives you inspiration. Giving yourself and gifting yourself that permission to dream and dream big. And the next question that I asked is, what aspect of our life is not blending with the others? And for that, the old systems that are definitely around structures and control, limiting beliefs, old tools that don't work, old ways of being, not embracing yourself, not embracing the soul's calling of these new skills. If you are at the stage where you are sharing and teaching your gifts, talents and abilities, it's really stepping out into that energy and knowing that that's what you came here to do and embracing that. So I feel like there might be some self-doubts as well that need to be released. If you're following any kind of spiritual teachers right now that are stuck in their ego, that's not really that good either. So take what resonates there and leave what doesn't. The next question that I asked is, what illusions must we see through before we can move forward? So we do need to step into gratitude, now that the preparation has been laid, and it is going to be a time of abundance soon. There is some balance coming in around karmic patterns, around the law of cause and effect, around justice, around, I also feel, forgiveness. Something that, what was the question again? The illusions. I feel like this might be linking in with that guilt card. So I feel like if there was guilt around receiving opportunities, especially with your self-love, that they are going to be shared. I also feel like that is like old karmic contracts, my throat chakra, old karmic contracts too. The next question that I asked is, what truths will emerge under this full moon? So there's goals being manifested here, and there's good news coming in. This is also linking in with security and stability. With that abundance in all of its forms, again, universe gifting the manifestation and the dreams. So even though the energy is quite strong right now for this full moon in Gemini, I still feel that there's going to be good things to come from it. The next question that I asked is, what limiting beliefs are keeping us stuck and how can we release them? So the first limiting belief that is keeping us stuck, what I'm feeling strongly here is connection. I've felt it throughout this whole reading, is connection. And I'm feeling like, what was the question again? What limiting beliefs are keeping us stuck? I definitely feel like it's connection, not only to source and higher self, but also to the collective and to our soul tribe. I feel like a lot of the collective are maybe self-isolating right now and cutting themselves off, because they might be feeling a bit overwhelmed. And again, this kind of seeking without healing, no one finding out what's wrong but then not doing anything about it, or else just dipping the toe in and not going fully into it. It is time to step into that, tap into that inner wisdom, into that inner knowing. What was the next part of that? How can we release it? So how can we release it? What did we get there? Hence goods. Okay, yeah, so we aren't to give up that easy on our goals, on ourself. Definitely keep putting the work in. It's we're about to see this good news coming under this energy, under all of the hard work that we have done. Known as well that it was and it is for the long run. So yeah. The final question that I asked before I move on to the final card to wrap this up is, what has Universe in store for our new chapter? So, first of all, Universe has brand new beginnings in the way of security, of abundance, of financial security as well. Of ideas, of opportunities, of new doors opening, of new connections made. Also, a lot of strength and knowledge brought in from the experiences that we have gone through. I feel like, again, we're going to be seeing and getting a lot of downloads in regards to our divine blueprint, and next steps on our journey. And there's also celebration coming in. The universe is bringing us together to celebrate, especially around the emotions, around the celebration of all the hard work done, around this coming together, around supporting each other. Oh my god, guys, literally, I'm just after reading the first few lines of the last card, Galactic Apartment, that we're all working with to wrap up this reading. The first few lines literally summed up the whole reading. It is the Pleiades, it is the future, it is open contact. So, this card is to do with meeting an other, stepping onto common ground, into the unknown, and making a connection with a new entity or consciousness. It means facing your fears in order to do this, but experiencing transformation in the process. The future Palladians are committed to mentoring humans in this contact process, and their energy is here to assist you. It is also likely that this Palladian energy is a future life of yours, reaching out through time to support you, or it could be a new challenging experience. Either way, it's time to open yourself for contact. Oh, Star Fam! Star Fam! Sorry. This card connects with an evolved time stream. Grand Control to Major Tom. Oh, sorry. There's a Star Man. Right, now stop singing, David Bowie. Right, this card connects with an evolved time stream of the Palladian civilization, in which they are focused on building relationships with another species. In this case of Earth, they are committed to preparing for contact process and have been engaged in a contact program with humans for nearly a century. This is a natural part of the evolution of the planet. Earth will soon be entering the galactic community and is now being prepared. If this card came up in your reading, it may have many meanings depending on your life circumstances. And perhaps your throat chakra keeps getting clammed up like Hazel in this reading. No, I'm only messing. Doesn't say that. Oh, shit. Fuck, I'm nearly after knocking the cup off with me elbow. God, it's getting out of hand. No, it's not put up there. Where was I with that card? you're being prepared to enter the galactic community. Depending on your life circumstances, perhaps you are well aware of your interest or experiences with ET contact.
Oh yeah.
If that's the case, this card is acknowledging that part of your commitment in this life.
Oh my god.
It may also be acknowledging a connection you have with specific Palladian or other beings. If this is not the case for you, this contact card may instead be referring to a different kind of contact you are now experiencing. Perhaps with your higher self or with spirit guides. It may also be referring to opening contact with a previously hidden part of yourself. If you are unaware of this, start paying attention to the subtle cues around you. Quiet your mind and open yourself to the guidance from the universe. Let yourself embrace an other and let that experience assist you in the realization that it is only a reflection of you. Oh my god, I usually don't say much after these cards and let you take what you need because they are so activating. But as you know, beautiful guys, beautiful souls, I have had so much contact. Previously, I've had a lot of conscious CE5 contact where I have went myself to contact my star fam. If you didn't check out my regression session with Mary Rodwell, I did post a podcast talking about that. I did also get picked up over 5,000 times or more when I was a child in this incarnation. I know the I have over 40 hybrid children, and I know most of the different galactic extraterrestrial DNAs that I am activating in this incarnation. So open contact is happening, beautiful souls. It will start with a connection with your higher self. Your spirit guides are your star family. And again, they are only a reflection of you. We are them. They are us. They are pure, unconditional love. Also acknowledging the connection with the Palladians and the other beings. If you are feeling drawn to the Palladians, they are probably just one of the galactic DNAs that you have and one of the star families that you're working with. You can be working with many different star families. So again, this is how using your discernment, learning your connection, learning to discern your guides and higher self with their energetic signature. Thank you, as always, guys, for joining me for this guidance for this last full moon of 2022. I will be back soon with some guidance, I'd say, for the new moon in Capricorn and the solstice. I forgot to do my timbles or the bowl there. Got carried away with that last card. Open contact. Oh, yeah. I am going to play some David Bowie to play us out. I hope I don't get copyrighted. I don't own any of the rights to his music. Please don't copyright me. I will be back soon, beautiful souls. I am so grateful to be a channel for all of these messages. And I'm also grateful for everyone that I have helped. I am helping and I will help in the future. Namaste. No, wrong one. Sorry, hang on. Slow voice on the way.